The jury in that case awarded $6 million in compensatory and punitive damages. In New Mexico, $375 million. How much does that really affect these big tech companies?
Well, it feels like a very small amount of money. $6 million compared to, you know, Meta worth $1 trillion, Alphabet worth way more than that. But you got to think about all of the other cases that this sets the tone for. This is setting essentially a per plaintiff kind of price in this case. And so you have 350 family cases behind this. You know, multiply 6 million times that and you're well over $1 billion. You get then the 250 school district cases that come after that. That's thousands of kids in each school district. And suddenly you're looking at very, very big numbers very fast. Also, I would point out, just a few days ago, Meta's insurers sued and won to no longer have to insure them against the judgment in this case. And so that is another, you know, there's basically no cap suddenly on the amount they could be hit with. And I would also just point out here, John, you know, Meta gets a lot of the headlines here, and they were determined by this jury in LA to be 70% of the responsibility. But the other 30% was handed to YouTube, which has never been held to this kind of standard before. And the fact that they are now grouped together with this other social media platform could change that platform forever. So this really has the capacity not just to hit these companies with enormous fines, but also to change the way they do business. And parents like the one we just heard there are no longer just shrugging and saying, geez, it just feels like something's wrong, but I can't name it. Now there is a name for it, a legal theory for it, and suddenly there's a way for lots and lots and lots of people to sue like they'd never been able to before.